The city of San Luis Obispo spent $86,000 on overtime pay and $29,000 in expenses to fund St. Friday's containment efforts, according to Sarah Armas, deputy city clerk. Law enforcement agencies from across the state, from San Francisco to Santa Barbara, assisted in containment efforts for St. Friday's gatherings. To celebrate St. Friday's, groups of friends who journeyed down Hathaway Avenue in the early hours of March 15th were met with police barricades blocking the street, turning them away. The cops are literally over the top, one student said to Mustang News that morning on Hathaway Avenue and Carpenter Street. A cop yelled at some girl, "You can't run from the cops. It was highway patrol. What are they doing here?" The group that temporarily formed on Hathaway Avenue this year had fewer students and visitors than previous years due to the immense police presence and a concert hosted on Cal Poly's campus. All law enforcement shifts directly related to St. Friday's containment were considered overtime hours. San Luis Obispo handled overtime pay for San Luis Obispo Police Department and additional costs. The statewide police coalition managed their officers' payroll to support the containment efforts, according to Armas. The funding to support containment came from the city's operations budget, according to Armas. SLO PD Public Affairs Manager Christine Wallace said the safety enhancement zones led to good outcomes for the city. "Everything went really smoothly on our end," Wallace said. "No one got hurt, and the street party was eliminated." The statewide police coalition made 4 arrests and gave 45 citations related to St. Friday's festivities, according to Armas. The number of citations police wrote this year declined compared to the consistent growth since the pandemic. Law enforcement wrote all public urination citations and most public alcohol possession or consumption citations in the downtown area. There was only one unruly gathering citation given this year to the Delta Chi fraternity, who declined to comment for this story. Holoweekend citations increased and surpassed the number of St. Friday's related citations this academic year. In early April, law enforcement issued 485 citations and arrests concerning Deltopia and Santa Barbara, according to the LA Times. From the San Luis Obispo Sheriff's Office, 16 officers worked during the St. Patrick's Day safety enhancement zones set by the city. Over 100 law enforcement personnel from SLO and around the state supported St. Friday's containment efforts. President Jeffrey Armstrong expressed his gratitude to the campus community in an email in the days following St. Friday's. "I want to thank the many staff, volunteers, student leaders, city, county, and many other agencies who helped with the efforts," Armstrong wrote in the email. "Although there were some issues, we achieved our primary goal of avoiding large-scale, out-of-control parties in the neighborhood near campus. The university hosted an on-campus concert on the morning of March 15th to mitigate gatherings around the city. Armstrong appreciates the partnership between the university and the city." He said the external law enforcement agencies played an integral role in containment efforts, according to the email.